And we're back with Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts. He's with the Friday, with Pasatiempo, the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome.
Good morning.
And I forgot to say at the end of our session with Linda Siegel, the legislative update. As always, if you have any concerns about issues that are happening in the legislature, positive, negative, or whatever, call your legislators.
Yes. Crazy stuff going on down there.
Crazy stuff going on.
Busting. Yep. Busting. Never knew that you could bust a bill like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, blast.
Blast. Well, blast I call it. I call it. I call it bust.
Yep.
But that's another story. But I love
reading,
those updates.
I was reading the New Mexican, and Marcela Diaz says, this isn't about driver's license. This is about politics.
Yeah.
And these questions are not about fulfilling the governor's campaign promises.
No.
They're about making good decisions about what's best for the people of New Mexico.
And you know it's not about driver's licenses, and you know it's about politics when you see the way that people reacted on the floor when the bill got blasted, and then they wanted to call a recess, and everyone sort of cried like three-year-olds. On both sides.
Interesting.
It's about politics.
It's about politics. But it's not about politics. It's about safety on the roads. It's about law enforcement.
Yep.
It's actually also about revenue. It's about, I think, $600,000 worth of revenue that comes in, not to mention insurance costs,
mm-hmm.
insurance bills that are paid by people who have driver's license. It's crazy.
I know. I mean, I know legal immigrants that drive and don't have driver's licenses. I know people that were born in this country that drive and don't have driver's licenses or insurance. So.
Ay, ay, ay. I've been paying insurance since I was 18 years old.
Really?
Yep. I've never, ever not had driver's license and insurance.
Well, it's been the same for me. Since probably about 19 or 20, which is a lot of years.
Let's speak of the arts.
Let's speak of the arts. That's a lot happier thing to speak about than the legislature right now. Let's see. Just heard about the In the Next Room, so that's covered.
Okay.
Let's see. This weekend is the 2011 Short Film Showcase, Women in Film and Television International Short Film Showcase, in conjunction with the 18 days events that are happening at CCA and whatnot. It's a two-day film festival celebrating the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, which I believe is the 8th of March, I think. Anyway, 7 p.m. tonight at the CCA, and then it also it continues on March 5th, Saturday, and they're going to be giving presenting the SAGE Award on Saturday. I believe
yes.
It's actually before the screening of the film. The schedule that the 18 days folks put out says it's after, but it's actually before. So
okay.
Get there about 6.
So just
6.
Show up for the whole thing.
Get there at about 6.
And there's a teen event.
There is a teen event, and unfortunately I don't have it in front of me, but there is a workshop for teens. Oh, actually, yes. Here, I have information on it right back
3 o'clock. New Mexico Women in Film panel discussion, teens meet with women in creative art. So if you're a teenager, and they're counting teenagers up to 25 years old, which I love, and they can basically meet with filmmakers and talk about what it means to be an actor, director, producer, to work in the film industry.
Right, and there's no charge for teens and women under the age of 25. There is a small charge for those who are over 25. You can call 982-1338 to find out more about that workshop.
And the showcase is Friday and Saturday at 7. And the panel is Saturday at 3. And then on Sunday, Poems and Stories. Lorraine Schechter, artist and poet, is doing an event called Growing Up Artist, a Self-Portrait. And that's at 6 o'clock on, I mean at 3 o'clock on Sunday the 6th.
Oh, those are cool events. Everything has been fairly well attended. Thus far,
they've done a great job.
And I have to tell you that I've seen all of the shorts in this series, and they're all really, really good.
Yeah,
some are disturbing, some are hilarious.
There's one that's weird.
Which one? Is that the one with the nurse in
the
cornfield? Yeah, that one's weird, depressing and weird. But the one with the alien is pretty cool.
The first one with the aliens is good, and we interviewed Deborah Haywood about her film called Sis.
Yes.
Which is terrific.
Yes.
And Debriana Mancini has a short film in it, an animation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, based on the book.
About the cats.
Yeah, kitty.
Okay.
Hey, talking about something that's going to be well attended.
Yes, we have a ticket giveaway.
Exactly, with Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Oscar-winning songwriter. I think
a blast from your past, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. He's going to be here in Santa Fe at the Lenzic on Monday, March 14th at 7:30. We have one pair of tickets to give away to the first caller, 4281382.
4281382. And
that's great.
What were some of his hits?
Short I love L.A.
What?
I love L.A.
I love L.A.
Really?
Wasn't that a Randy Newman song?
I don't know.
He did, it's the guy's done, he did a bunch of songs, Princess and the Frog, wasn't that the name of that Disney film that came out last year, the 2D animated film? Anyway, he did a bunch of music for that, and he did, I don't know, there's an interview in next week's Pasa Tiempo by Bob Kerr.
Excellent.
With Mr. Newman.
All right.
What else is going on in town? There's just so much going on. I don't know where to start.
Let's start with Collected Works Bookstore.
Okay.
On Sunday, the 6th of March at 2 o'clock, Veronica Golos will read from her new book of poetry, Vocabulary of Silence, at Collected Works Bookstore. And she will be introduced by Santa Fe poet Dana Levin. And then on Tuesday, the 8th of March at Collected Works, award-winning actor Alan Arkin presents his memoir, An Improvised Life. And then on Thursday, the 10th at 6 o'clock, Wayne Muller is talking about his inspirational book, Life of Being, Having, Doing Enough. And all those events are free, and the store is at 202 Galisteo Street, 988-4226.
This sounds like something I could get on. On Saturday at 8:30 at Silver Starlight Lounge over there at Rainbow Vision on Rodeo Road, Songs to Offend Almost Everyone.
Mm.
It's a cabaret performance by Sharon McKnight at 8:30 p.m. There's a charge for that, and you can get ticket information by calling 428-7781.
Any songs by Mr. Hankey?
Hi, everybody.
This is also Sunday. This weekend is the beginning of Santa Fe Restaurant Week. There's been a lot of them.
Yes.
There's one in Cruces. There's one in Albuquerque. There's one in Taos. And it's our turn.
Restaurants offering discounts.
There's also some pretty cool sort of seminars and tastings. There's a sherry tasting and pairing at La Boca, excuse me. There is a sake seminar.
I love La Boca.
I love La Boca. And I know it's so close to the office, I find myself wandering in there way too much.
Yeah.
Restaurant Week is through March 13th, and if you go to NewMexicoRestaurantWeek.com, you can get more details. Funny thing,
yes.
You know, this is a way for restaurants to kind of bring in new customers, and you know, there's some value to be had, but you gotta really shop around. My advice would be to look at ads for certain restaurants and look at their pre-fee prices, and then look at what their menus are and how much they are on the site, and then you can make more informed decisions.
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I got an email from Santa Fe Public Radio KSFR DJ David Barsanti,
mm-hmm.
talking about the South by Santa Fe Transit Music Festival.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
I know so much about it, it's not even funny. This is the second year. It launched last year at Corzo Nightclub, and it was sort of their brainchild. Michael Baker, who's the owner over there. This year, they've mixed things up a little bit. They've gotten a lot of the promoters in town to get on board. They've gotten a few different venues to get on board. And they've expanded the all-ages opportunities, which is, I think, totally awesome. There's great bands. I mean, basically, unlike South by Southwest, which is a lot of the bands that are coming to the music festival in Santa Fe are either on their way there or coming back from South by Southwest.
By the way, the tickets are gone. Don't keep calling Mary Lynn.
Oh.
Randy Newman. Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So the thing that's different about this particular music festival is that it really gives local bands a chance to shine, too. It's not just a bunch of out-of-town acts. There's a lot of local talent that's on the bill. Wednesday night at Corazon's, Scott H. Byram, a.k.a. the Dirty Old One-Man Band, is going to be performing. This guy's crazy. And Ralph White, the singer-songwriter, is also going to be there. Little Wing, this is that first show was 21 and over. On Thursday the 10th, Little Wing at the Candyman presents Night Beats, which is a really cool sort of lo-fi garage psych rock outfit from Seattle.
Wait, can you just say that string of words again?
Lo-fi psych rock garage outfit from Seattle.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. And then also on March 10th, Paper Bird and Flamingo Pink, a.k.a. Megan Burns.
Yay!
They're going to be performing at that's at Corazon also. And Nosotros is performing later that night. And here's the cool thing. I found this out when I went to Nosotros' homepage. They are sort of competing to get a slot at the 35th Annual Telluride Jazz Celebration, which runs August 5th through the 7th. And you can vote for them. There's a judging panel that's narrowed it down to about 10 bands. If you go to nosotrosmusic.net, you can get instructions on how to vote for them, and you can vote more than once.
So, excellent.
So if you want to see Nosotros at the Telluride Jazz Celebration,
pack the ballot box.
Head over there. Yeah.
Cuba Next Exit, a cappella and scat Cuban music at the James A. Little Theater tonight. We had Ramon Calderon and Solara on yesterday talking about all of that. And that's at the James A. Little Theater. Ramon has a very, he's a good musician, and he also has a really didactic thing. He just wants you to know what the different rhythms are and explain it all and then put it together. So there'll be some of that tonight.
Oh, like interspersed with performance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or performance interspersed with didacticism.
That would be the better way to go.
I think.
what else is going on? Let's see. Dead Dub Society on Saturday presents Absolute Dubstep. Dubstep is just all over the place now. I love these folks that are performing. 13 pieces, Welsh Embassy, Mute Swan, The Infector, The Knox Harrington Unit, and Bastard Mike. That's at 9 p.m. on Saturday over at Little Wing.
All right.
Yeah.
Michael Combs, joined by Eagle Star, father and daughter duo, sings country, folk, and gospel blues from 6 to 9, that's tomorrow, Saturday, at Upper Crust Pizza, no cover.
Cool.
He's always great fun. You know what he's done? He has researched so many songs, including Mexican songs, and kept them alive, saved them from dying, basically found songs that nobody sings anymore and give them a new life.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing interesting things about John Serkin, who plays Hawaiian slatgi guitar over at Epizote on Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m., no cover. But I also understand that he is a piano technician and he is a maker of camera obscuras.
Ah, nice.
So I'm going to hunt John down and I'm gonna talk to him because he sounds like a really interesting cat. 6:30 Saturday, slatgi guitar at Epizote, which is also known to many people as Bird's La Taqueria.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Thank you
over there
that.
On Agua Fria Street.
And Luminous, the work of Mayumi Nishida, is opening tonight at the 222 Shelby Street Gallery, and I bet you can figure out where that is. The reception is from 5 to 7 tonight.
Cool. I should also mention that Songs to Offend Almost Everyone repeats on Saturday at 8:30, so there's a repeat performance. If you want to be offended twice in a weekend, you can either come sit next to me, or you can go to these concerts.
Okay.
All right.
I bet they're not going to play the most offensive song ever written, though.
Can you sing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's by Mr. Hanky.
Oh, okay.
People can find it.
All right. Hey, this is important. Wiseful Community Spring Cabaret. This is their spring fundraiser. On Sunday, they're having two shows, 4 and 7 p.m. over at the Wiseful Studios on Agua Fria Street. Acrobats, circus acts, stuff like that. There's a sliding scale. And there is a smaller price for kids under age 12. If you go to call 992-2588 for information on this, because I didn't see anything on their website. But I did confirm it. So it is happening on Sunday,
okay.
4 and 7 p.m. So go to brunch, go to a show, go to dinner, go to a show. Support these guys. It's awesome. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium on Monday. Experimental folk band Damon Moon and the Whispering Drifters are going to be performing at 7 o'clock.
That has a ring to it.
Yeah. And
the
Claudius.
Whispering Drifters.
Claudius is also going to be performing. And that's at 7 p.m. over there at Eggman and Walrus, which is the downtown gallery. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Jazz at As Good As It Gets. Did you read this one already? Doug Lawrence, Dan Trudell, and Pete Amal in concert Sunday the 6th of March at 7 o'clock. And that is at Santa Fe Performance Exchange at La Tienda, 7 Caliente Road in El Dorado. For more information, santafeperformanceexchange.org or 466-3116.
Right, that's on Sunday. And also on Sunday is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra Their season continues with Mahler's Fifth Symphony at 2:30 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium. So a free afternoon show over there at the St. Francis Auditorium.
Really nice.
That would be cool. National Philharmonic of Poland on Wednesday the 9th. Santa Fe Concert Association is presenting the orchestra at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzik.
Do we know what they're playing?
I don't know what they're... I do not know what the repertoire... I just don't know.
Well, that's okay. I bet they're fabulous.
Yes.
And let's see. This Sunday from 1 to 3, afternoon tea, live music, and a story brought to you by the Pueblo de Abiquiú Library and Cultural Center in Abiquiú. Celebrate Women's History Month in March with performer Jerry Grebe and storyteller Marguerite Kearns, a program of music and story. For more information, 685-4884.
Here's a great show on Thursday that's opening at Launch Projects over there on Palace Avenue, Bologna Skin Babylon, work by the collective Tête de Veau. This is just a really interesting arts collective, subversive to almost hilarity. There's a reception on Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. The show's up through March 27th, and there's a story on page 36 in today's Bossa Tiempo.
Excellent. Now, here's some fun. Theater Work is converting the former Tino Griego pool building on Llano Street next to the Lafarge Library into a performance space for their upcoming production of Antigone by Jean Anouilh. And it's a big job clearing out the debris and cleaning it and all this stuff. And you know what they're going to do? On the inside of the pool, they're having poets write graffiti, which is actually their poetry, local poets, that is about the themes that are in this play. So here's the deal. They're looking for help because they want to get all this pool stuff done this weekend, March 5th and 6th, that's tomorrow and Sunday, from 10 a.m. on. Just go and help. All the help helps. Bring warm clothes. He puts layers because the heat isn't on yet. Gloves. A small face mask if you don't like gloves. Broom or shovel. And your friends. You have a look of consternation, Rob Duell.
And a sack lunch.
And a sack lunch.
Yeah.
And if you want to let them know if you're coming, you can write to thwork@theaterwork.org. Otherwise, just show up.
That actually does sound like fun.
It does sound like fun.
Hey, if we're speaking to the arts, we should probably speak about a few gallery openings, shouldn't
Please
we?
Please do, of course.
Manitou Galleries, Jennifer O'Qualane, I believe, and Steve Worthington. They're having a reception tonight over there at Manitou on Palace Avenue, 5 to 7:30 p.m. Santa Fe Clay, work by Stephen Godfrey and Andy Shaw. The Summer Workshop Preview Exhibit is opening. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. That's through April 16th. Let's see. Arroyo Gallery on Delgado Street, Vast and Varied, Series 1, Southwestern Exposures. New work by Scott McLaren. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's through April 17th. There's also, on Saturday, Changing Gallery on Palace Avenue, We OK, Documentary Photographs of New Orleans, in conjunction with Mardi Gras, which is on Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday already?
Fat Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, Fat Tuesday. I wonder if we should just call it Overweight Tuesday and just be nice.
Chubby Tuesday?
Chubby Tuesday. Rotund Tuesday.
Portly.
Portly. That's a Portly Tuesday.
Big boned.
Yeah. So anyway, this show at Changing Gallery, there's a reception on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m., and that's through March 27th.
And somebody named Love Jordina came in and let me know that she has a film that's screening at the CCA tonight at from 8:30 to 9:30. It's a screening of the movie Waves, and they're going to be raising film for the director's next film, Running Girl. So it's about a girl who is obsessed as she thinks about her soulmate.
Deep.
It's about passion and love and obsession and all those kinds of things. I haven't seen it, but...
Passion and obsession.
Exactly.
This is the best thing. I love this. The 23rd Annual National Fiery Foods and Barbecue Show is over there at Sandia Casino. 4 to 7 p.m. Friday, March 4th. 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, March 5th. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, March 6th. If you go to fierycoodshow, foodsshow.com, you can get more information. This is a really fun event.
Fiery foods.
You like fiery
foods?
I do. You know, I didn't like spicy foods that much, and then
you're New Mexican, aren't you?
No, I'm Texan, baby. No, I'm a New Mexican. I've been here like a long time.
Since you were conceived.
Pretty much. But I went to college with this guy named Pete Kopetz. He was Polish, and he introduced me to really spicy foods, and I was hooked. From then on, I was totally hooked.
Can America's great public universities be saved? Speaker James Garland speaks on Saturday from 3 to 5 at Santa Fe Prep. He is a Santa Fe resident, and this is being sponsored by the Santa Fe Council on International Relations. And you can check them out at, you can give them a call at 982-4931.
So my brain's not working this morning. Did we mention the Books at the Market event?
Go ahead.
Okay. On Saturday, Collected Works Bookstore and Slow Food Santa Fe present Craig Kraft signing copies of Chasing Chili's Hot Spots Along the Pepper Trail. There's a review in Wednesday's Taste section if you saved your paper, or you can see that online. That's from they'll be there from 9 a.m. to noon at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, I believe indoors at the Pavilion on Saturday. So.
Celebrate National Craft Month this March at the Bead Fest. The Bead Fest is coming back, and we'll talk about it more next weekend, but it actually starts on Thursday, so I thought I'd mention it. And where is it happening? Where's the Bead Fest happening? It says who, what, and when. Oh, the Hilton.
The Hilton.
Maybe it's a number of places. Go to beadfest.com, and you'll find out more.
A whole fest around beads.
I've been to Bead Fest a number of times. It's really fun.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I should go once just to see what it's like.
Yeah, do you bead?
No.
I bead.
No, and it's I've never understood the fascination with it, but maybe if I go.
Well, you probably don't wear beaded necklaces, bracelets, and earrings.
No.
Nor do you give them as Christmas gifts to those you love and like.
No, I'm not that crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be. I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to bead, and it's really fun. And just seeing them, it's its own artistic subculture. There's the coolest stuff that you see in those things. And the local bead stores have nice stuff. It's time to go, isn't it?
I think so.
I'm hearing the noise. I mean, the music. We've been talking to Rob DeWalt. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Positiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And
I won't be here next week.
You won't be here next week?
No.
We will miss you so.
Okay, I'll miss you too.
Who's going to be here?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll
have to figure that out. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Barry Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to .foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Our email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz a la carta. And thank you also to Hector for engineering today as well. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.